Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And good morning to Ron Ziegler, the CEO and President of Community and Economic Development Associates, based in Chatfield, Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim and Marnie.
So on last week's show, part one of this two-part series, we learned that your organization kind of deals with, obviously, that part of southeastern Minnesota where you're located, but also northeastern Iowa and southwestern Wisconsin, and dealing with smaller communities in rural Minnesota, and making partnerships with not only institutions of higher education, but also high schools and some of the business community in that part of the world. And so I think Marnie has a question for you.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to talk about is I think it's really interesting the services that your organization provides, and I think I have an understanding of how they work. You guys actually offer not just economic development, but administrative services to these small towns that can't necessarily afford a full-time city clerk or a full-time economic development person all by themselves. Isn't that the way it works?
Yes, that's correct. We've done economic development, community development in these smaller communities. Typically, you know, population of 8,000 or under, the county populations are a little larger than that. But we want to provide communities in rural America with a swing at the plate, if you will. You know, most of these communities, a lot of them are like 1,000 population. They can't afford to have somebody come in and be their economic development director on a full-time basis. So instead of just hiring us or another organization on a single per-project aspect, we work out an agreement that's very cost-effective that these communities can essentially put all of their community and economic development needs to us, and we bring them thoughts, ideas, opportunities, options that they can take a look at, and they can decide yes or no if they want to spend some time doing that. And then in addition, some of the stuff that we've gotten into in the last 5 or 6 years is city administration, city clerk-type duties. You know, there are responsibilities that a direct city employee needs to have per state statute, but there's a lot of opportunities out there for either sharing a city administrator or, you know, having somebody on a part-time basis and a professional level. So we've tried to see the needs that are out there for rural America, and we're trying to answer those needs.
And it must make it a lot easier to plan on a regional basis then, doesn't it?
You know, I think we've really come a long ways in the last decade in getting communities, city councils, mayors, and the like to think more regionally.
Well, Ron, we want to thank you for your time today. It's been very educational.
Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to talk, and you know, we're here to help, and that's the bottom line, is to try and make Southeast Minnesota a better place to live, work, and do business.
Ron Ziegler, CEO and President of Community and Economic Development Associates in Chatfield, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.